Good morning. Today is May the 28th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
I would ask you to turn with me this morning to the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 1. I want to share a few verses beginning in verse number 13. Text reads, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything." May God this morning bless the reading of his word. Beloved, the Apostle Paul, writing to the Colossian people, explaining to them who Jesus Christ truly is. You know, verse 13, as we've already read, it declares that he had rescued us, you and I, beloved, from all darkness, and he has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, that we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ through redemption, through the forgiveness that's offered through his forgiveness of sin. You know, it says in verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Beloved, we must always remember that Jesus Christ always was, as the Father always was. You know, in verse number 15, that he was the firstborn of all creation. And you know, God gives us his word in verse 16 as Paul writes, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, the things that were visible and invisible." You know, whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, the word here says all things have been created through him and for him. You know, we should always remember how God placed his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in the forefront of all things that are in this world, all things that are in the heavens. The word says all things that are on earth. You know, beloved, today we can sure glean a lesson from this teaching that Paul shared with the Colossian people. We should always be sure that we place our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in front, ahead, on top of all the things that we have in our life, the centerpiece, if you will. So many times I hear, and so many times I have people that maybe would share with me, "Billy, I want to be so much closer to God," is what my deepest desire is. I just want to be nearer God. Beloved, I want you to know, I share with you this morning, we must recognize the Lord Jesus Christ as the forefront, as the centerpiece of everything in our life, not just on Sunday morning and not just on Wednesday night prayer meeting. And God should be, and the Lord Jesus Christ should be the centerpiece of our life, beloved, each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He should be the focal point of each and every thought that we have in our life. For if we place, as the Apostle Paul speaks, the understanding of knowing that Christ is above all things, then we can have the trueness and the knowledge in knowing that he is ahead of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. You know, I ask you a very simple question this morning, the same question that God posed upon me as I prepared for this devotion. Is Jesus first in your life? Is the Lord God the first in your life today? Or is there things around it that take dominance? Is there things in your life, beloved, in mine, that seem to take front seat, if you will, to the things that we have in our life? So many times we know that material things, the things around us, even our own families, our husbands and our wives, many times we place in front of all things. But Lord God tells us, and God teaches us, as the Apostle Paul preached and taught the Colossian people, we need to be sure that Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, is in the forefront of all things. I would ask you to bow your heads with me this morning, and let's just draw near God, and let's just ask the Lord God to help us to have this understanding through the writings of the Apostle Paul. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And God, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this powerful and joy-filled truth, God, that today we can hold in our hearts as believers, Father, as children of God, knowing that our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, God, you have created and you have brought forth in the forefront of all things, the things that are on heaven, the things that are on earth, Father. Today we're thankful to know the Lord that we worship, our Lord and Savior. Father, may we always understand. May we always be mindful, Father, within our own hearts, that your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, is the centerpiece of our life. Father, I would ask you to help us today to be sure and have that assurance down deep inside our spirit and our soul today, God, in knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is truly our center of our life. Father, I would ask you to just help us to be that witness that you would have us to be. Father, I would ask you to help us to be the one, Father, that you have called, the one that you have redeemed, the great price, Father, that we know you have paid through the shed blood of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And on behalf of our redemption, on behalf of the forgiveness of our sins today, that we know today, Father, is only possible through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. God, we would ask you today to just bless the needs of those that may listen today to this devotion, those that may visit the website, Father, those that today may be walking through trials and maybe tribulations, Father, would ask you to help them and would ask you to just be with us today, God, as well, and let us be mindful, let us be faithful, God, to the calling. Would ask you, God, today to just pour out your blessings of grace and mercy and love and peace, God, upon each and every one of us, Father, not because of anything, God, we're worthy of, not because of anything, Father, that we can do to bring forth righteousness in our life, but God, because of your mercy, your love, and your grace, God, and your loving kindness that you show each of us each and every day, Father, through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ. May you have your right of way, Father. May you have your will, and may your peace be upon each and every one of our lives. For today we come and we pray in that name that is truly lifted above all names. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.